This is Matt LaFever with the headlines out of Mendocino County for Thursday, May 2nd, 2024. First up today, we're diving into a crucial strategy aimed at combating California's wildfire crisis. Forest Supervisor Wade McMaster has signed a landmark decision on the Mendocino Prescribed Fire and Fuels Management Strategy, a bold initiative to restore forest health and protect communities. Supervisor McMaster emphasized the urgency of this strategy, especially in light of recent catastrophic fire seasons and other environmental challenges. This approach aims to enhance forest resilience and reduce the impact of future wildfires through targeted prescribed burns and fuel management. The forest-wide multi-phased plan will deploy prescribed fire alongside manual and mechanical treatments to address hazardous fuel buildup across up to 20,000 acres annually. The Mendocino Forest Prescribed Fire and Fuels Management Strategy underscores a paradigm shift in forest management, emphasizing collaboration with tribal partners and local communities to integrate cultural burning practices. And now, an important update from the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection Mendocino Unit. Starting April 29th, CAL FIRE's Copter 601 from Howard Forest Helitac Base will be conducting night vision training across Mendocino County. CAL FIRE's Helitac personnel are gearing up for evening operations with night vision training. After completing a week of transitional training, they're extending their skills to work into the night during emergencies. This training includes off-site takeoffs and landings, airport operations, pattern work, water filling and dropping, and air rescue simulations. Copter 601 will operate from sunset to approximately 10 p.m. on selected days. This critical training equips CAL FIRE with enhanced capabilities to respond effectively to fires and emergencies. Safety remains a top priority, with strict measures in place to protect both personnel and residents. And now we turn our attention to the Mendocino Coast, where commuters can expect, starting May 6th, the Jack Peters Creek Bridge widening and rail upgrade project on Route 1 just north of Mendocino will begin construction. During weekdays from May 6th to June 14th, expect delays of up to 10 minutes between 6:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday and until 3 p.m. on Fridays. By June 17th, a temporary traffic signal will be installed, causing 24/7 delays of up to 10 minutes until project completion in the fall of 2025. The bridge, built in 1939, will be expanded to include wider lanes, shoulders, and a pedestrian walkway linking the California Coastal Trail. Stay informed with Caltrans District 1 on Facebook, Twitter, or visit their website for the latest updates on this project. And now to the City of Ukiah, which is moving forward with its ambitious downtown revitalization project, and they want citizen input. The City of Ukiah is preparing a grant application to complete the final phase of the downtown Ukiah streetscape project, transforming State Street between Norton Street and Low Gap Road. All are invited to a community workshop on Wednesday, May 8th from 5:30 to 6:30 at the Ukiah Valley Conference Center. Over the last 5 years, Ukiah's downtown corridor has undergone a major transformation, creating a safer and more accessible space for everyone. Now, the city seeks funding to finalize this vision, enhancing State Street with improved facilities for walking, biking, and motorized transportation. Stakeholder input at this workshop is crucial in shaping the future of downtown Ukiah. Please participate at the Ukiah Valley Conference Center on May 8th to view designs and share ideas. Mendocino County residents, step up and participate in local governance. The Mendocino County Superior Court is seeking volunteers for its civil grand jury. Each spring, the Mendocino County Superior Court appoints 19 citizens, along with alternates, to serve as members of the civil grand jury. These volunteers play a crucial role in overseeing local government by investigating, monitoring, and issuing reports and recommendations on the performance of government entities. Jurors are not summoned, but instead volunteer to examine various government departments and entities. This work ensures transparency in public spending and operations, providing insight into responsible government practices. To apply, you must be a U.S. citizen, at least 18 years old, reside in Mendocino County, and be fluent in English. Applications are available online or in person at the Mendocino County Superior Court in Ukiah. The deadline to apply is May 31st, 2024. Selected jurors will be dedicating 10 to 20 hours per week to conducting oversight and drafting reports, ensuring that local agencies uphold their responsibilities. Join your fellow citizens in this important process to uphold accountable and responsible governance in Mendocino County. For more information or to apply, visit the Mendocino County Superior Court website or call 707-463-4320. And that's the latest from Mendocino County. I'm Matt Lefevre in Hopland, reporting for KMUD News.